Hey friends, 51 days ago, I started this project, The Wake Up Call. I had a lot of things on my mind. I was trying to sort out where it was that I was going. And I came up with the idea of creating another podcast that would just be a diary, a dialogue of my mind, where I was at, what I was going through, and kind of what popped out at me as the day's lesson or the day's theme. And sometimes there were things that I wanted to tell you about and possibly teach you about. And other times it was me asking myself questions in front of you, trying to evaluate what the answer was. And there's a magical thing about my job. When I get recording and I don't have a ton of notes in front of me, sometimes the brain just opens up and I get into the zone. I would like to pretend it's what a quarterback feels when he's out on the field and everything kind of lines up and he can just see not the play that was called, but the play that is opened up in front of him. So sometimes in the idea of just opening up my mind and dialoguing, I sometimes answer my own questions in the middle of trying to entertain you. It's been a great, wild, fun ride doing this, pushing myself to record podcasts. It's been interesting releasing podcasts 7 days a week for over a month and a half. But there's this thing that happens, and I want to just stress this right now. I'm not complaining. I'm not bummed out. I'm not mad. It's just a realization. When the project first started, there was a wave of discovery, people finding it, people being excited about it. That energy transfers over into people talking about it. And because Wake Up Call is daily, and because there's no visual hook here, when Wake Up Call goes over to social media, I was always kind of thinking that we would have a partnership. I would put out the podcast. I would let you know that it's there. If you really, really dug it, if you really, really enjoyed it, you would tell a friend or you would tweet about it. And that was kind of the marketing strategy behind it all. Because if I just 7 days a week go, Wake Up Call, Wake Up Call, Wake Up Call, or pull quotes from the episode and make all these graphics, one, making the graphics and trying to come up with the visual element, it's now turning it into way more work than what it needs to be. And if I just keep telling people, Wake Up Call, Wake Up Call, Wake Up Call, it becomes annoying. So the idea was I would do the work, the people that digest it, that consume it, that enjoy it, they would share it, and it would grow. And that worked out really, really well for about the first 30-something, 40-something episodes. And then because summer came about and people get busy and life gets sort of spread out, people just stop talking about Wake Up Call. People stop sharing it. And that's fine because you're busy and your responsibility in life isn't to tell everybody about what I'm up to. I fully understand that. But for one reason or another, either the content got weak or life got busy, which is what I really hoped that it was, just the message stopped getting spread. The conversation around Wake Up Call kind of got really, really quiet. And the downloads stayed somewhat the same. You know, you're always going to take a hit around the month of July, end of June, July. You know, just look at how the networks program, look at, you know, how all of entertainment works. People know that it's a dead spot, which is part of the game. I get that. I understand it. As a creator, you try to program around it. You try not to put too much work into things that don't make sense. And you try to do whatever you do in that time to really get attention so that you can cut through the silence of summer. But here's the deal. I've got 2 weeks of traveling coming up. I'm off to Portland to do something insane, which is me and a buddy of mine. We bought a race car for $500. And when I say race car, I really mean a Geo Metro. And when I say Geo Metro, I really mean a red, ugly, little sticky looking car that has now been painted matte black and has a Firebird on the hood. Or I guess it's not really a Firebird because we printed it or painted it to look like Little Bandit, right? Remember Smokey and the Bandit, one of my favorite movies as a kid? Well, we made a very weird version of it out of a Geo Metro, but it has the eagle on the hood. It looks Burt Reynolds approved. If Burt Reynolds was a guy on a budget who really liked a shitty three-cylinder car made by Ford. Regardless, I'm off to Portland next week. I'm off to do a bunch of interviews. I'm off to do this race. The race goes over a weekend. we don't know if our car is going to make the 500 journey. We're 250 miles. You go out to the desert. You go up the side of a mountain. The race ends. And then you find yourself repeating that exact same course the way back. Well, we don't know if our car is going to make it, which is the fun of it. And so we've decided to go out on the road with Walking Dead rules. Only take what you can carry. So we don't have tents. We don't have sleeping bags. And I don't know if we have Wi-Fi or if we have power. So the point of all of this is, I'm not afraid of working hard. I absolutely love working hard. It's a cornerstone of my personality. And anybody who knows me, who is friends with me, knows that hard work is what I stand for. But I do mind wasting energy where it doesn't belong or where it doesn't need to go. Because I'm a crazy ambitious person. I always have five projects too many that I'm juggling, aside from the ones that I already have green lit that are up and off the ground. And so when I look at the next 2 weeks and I look at the download environment, and I'm not complaining. I mean, you know, Wake Up Call has been downloaded 20 something thousand times. That's a nice number. But the fact that it seems like the numbers are dipping and that people are quiet, it just says to me that it's time to put Wake Up Call on pause. Not saying that I'm ending it. It's a healthy project for me. It's a fun thing to do. I think I've got to boil down to where I know the right amount of time to put into it. But when I look at the landscape of the next 2 weeks and I think about the extra hustle of recording in weird spaces, trying to find internet, trying to get it up in time, part of that is romantic to me. Part of me loves the idea of it's going to be a struggle, but if I can fight against all of these elements and I can get a cell phone reception, I can record into my phone and I can get the episode up. But then I say to myself, but why? If you're busy, if you're sidetracked, if you're consumed, I'm trying to break myself of the habit of just making stupid deadlines that I set for myself. Like if I tell myself I'm going to do something, I will kill myself to get it done by the time that I do it. And I sacrifice all other aspects of me just to know that my downloads always go up by midnight. And there's times when it's completely worth it and it's justifiable, but this just doesn't feel like it's one of those times. So I didn't want to leave you hanging, although 50 is a nice number to go out on. I wanted to make one more Wake Up Call for now and let you know that the project is officially put on pause. And when I feel like I need to do it again, and maybe that's in 2 weeks when life gets back to normal and I have that opening in my schedule, then I'll fire it back up. And if you're subscribed, it'll pop back up. And if you follow me on social media, it'll be back there. But the idea of a Wake Up Call was always to give you 5 to 10 minutes every day to inspire you, to inform you, and to go on this journey with somebody who's doing a self-help podcast that's trying to help himself in real time. Not somebody preaching down to you and talking to you like an idiot. Somebody who is an idiot that wants to be better and is willing to show his work and read it out loud. That was the idea, and part of the idea was also to give you a space in your life that is promotional free, where nobody's asking you to go to a website, nobody's asking you for likes, nobody's asking you to do anything other than just to enjoy it. And that is the mission of this, and maybe that part of it kind of broke it, because maybe, unfortunately, in today's world, you have to remind people to like, submit, share to get things going. Maybe that's a failure on my end. I don't know. And even though that's a very sweet idea, and I 100% believe in it, it also puts this project in a spot where it can't, in my mind, generate any income. And that stresses me out because I own my own business. I work for myself, and every hour at this desk is pretty crucial. It matters. It's important. So when I see this getting a less of a response and see people getting quiet about it, if I have to work extra hard to get people excited about Wake Up Call, it takes away from other things. Selfishly, from a business perspective, the hope was always that this would help spread the word about MI projects and help boost everything else. So when all of this goes quiet, then it really feels like, well, I know I'm not making money, But if I'm not at least getting promotion and spreading the word, then am I wasting time? And I emotionally, no, but on paper, financially, yes. I'm not seeing the return that is needed to justify it right now. But when it comes back, we'll see if that part of it changes, because I love the idea of giving you one pure space in your life where somebody for once just isn't trying to sell you something. So when I look back at the last 51 days, 52 days, when I look back at probably the 60 hours spent on wake up call, my wake up call is that it was worth it. And I hope it was for you. And maybe I'll see you back in this space again sometime.